Live from the spectacular Garden Roots in South Africa.
We're streaming worldwide on eradiosa.com.
Time now for Tourism Tuesdays with Rose Bug. A very good afternoon to you, Rose.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm good. Well, beautiful day in the Garden Route, so we can't complain.
Yeah, it's a stunning day in the Garden Route. Just say to Rose off air, wow, she's got that amazing view of the Otonequa Mountains. So she lives up in Hoekville. So she's actually standing there right now admiring the view. Isn't that so, Rose?
Absolutely. I'm admiring my view.
Lucky girl. Well, let's talk about all things tourism. Would you say, Rose, that the wheels are slowly but surely turning again?
Yeah, it definitely does feel like it. I'm looking around and watching people arriving in the Garden Route and chatting to a few people that is arriving, and also just prompting some conversations about asking people where they're from, why they're here, and so on and so forth. It definitely looks like there's a big influx of people from all over South Africa, drifting slowly to the Garden Route. Some of them actually just breaking away, and some people actually looking for opportunities. So, yeah, it's looking a little bit better than it has over the last few months.
How would you say you coped? I mean, the Garden Route is completely dependent on tourism. How did you cope during the darker months, should we call it?
I think in the beginning it was quite hard, and then eventually you just kind of have to take one step at a time. I mean, it's like a friend of mine says, we're all in the same storm in a little different boat. But it's been quite a great opportunity for a lot of people to evolve, and I'm also just looking at their lives, and including myself. I mean, a lot of things are evolving, and let's hope it's for the better.
And Rosebug likes to move, so it must have been quite difficult for you, because he couldn't even go paragliding.
No, they've grounded us in paragliding, so that was one of the hard things. And what's most difficult is that in the beginning of lockdown was the most excellent weather to fly, and you just could sit here, the wind. But we managed to sneak out a couple of times and kind of be lucky to be in this Garden Route and to have the back roads and kind of just a little drift off here and a drift off there. You know, going to the shop just means going past a lake. So even that tiny thing was a little blessing in disguise. So, yeah, very difficult.
You were up there again yesterday. What's it like, Rose? I mean, the view must be incredible.
Yes, yesterday afternoon we were lucky to have a little southeaster coming through at the Map of Africa. And if people don't know where the Map of Africa is, it is based in wilderness up at Remskoen Road. It's a lovely flying site, and it asks for or needs southeasterly winds. And as it comes through, it brings in a gentle breeze. And I spent probably about an hour in the air yesterday, so it was quite magnificent.
Fantastic. So, Rose, obviously we had to really adapt to the current circumstances, and one of them was the Knysna Oyster Festival, which turned into the Knysna, or the virtual Knysna Oyster Festival. What was it like?
It was very interesting. I think it was a great learning curve for most of us, and kudos to Knysna Tourism and Andrew Finn for pulling it all together and approaching me to run the social media campaign for it, for the reach of it. Obviously, there was a whole bunch of us who actually didn't really know where to start or even how to go about it. But with the team that we had was incredible, and the initiative that came through was incredible as well. It was, very interesting. We were running, Al and Jeff and myself were running around creating video content and doing interviews and so on and so forth. And, of course, there was the virtual cycle race, which was a huge success with Rob Hill and with Tony Cook. They were very entertaining, and we were very lucky to have them. A lot of people just actually listened to them for entertainment, because they were such fun. And of course, we had the Knysna Oyster Festival marathon also online, where people could actually run different distances on their own bat around their houses and in their own suburbs, and then enter their big times and so on and so forth. It was mostly created for fun, and it was a great success. And we had things like cooking shows. We spent some time with Jenny. I mean, that was 2 hours of complete fun. She's very entertaining, from Jenny from Kilsa's Kitchen. And we did some footage with the whales, and we did some interviews, and we had yoga sessions. We had Das giving us inspiration talks. So, and we, everybody pulled it together, and we basically, my job was basically just to share it to the world, and we did that as much as possible. It was a great marketing thing for Neisner, and also a great evolving, and also looking at new prospects in the future. You never know where the world is going at this stage. And virtually, I think we just really grasped some great audiences. We had a great reach. Sorry for all the great words. But we had about 6,000 people watching online.
Sure.
And we reached about 500,000 people on social media.
Wow.
We really did pull it together awesomely, and the people were so inspiring. We had to shift here, slightly here, slightly there. And the guys that organized all the YouTube and the Zoom, things to go on air. A young guy called Fakale, was his surname? Sorry, I can't think of his first name right now. But he, it was really, they put in a lot of work, and we spent a lot of hours. I think we hardly slept. I spent some time till 10 o'clock at night putting things together, but it was very exciting. And I feel that it was greatly successful, especially for our little small town here in the garden.
So I think probably going forward, I mean, we're all moving with the times and adjusting, and everything's going online. Do you think that it could happen again, or at least have a virtual side to the festival in the future?
Absolutely. A couple of weeks after that, we spent some time with debriefing about the Oyster Festival, and we had a Zoom meeting. And most of us were saying that, even if the Oyster Festival is going to go its normal route where people are coming to visit and we're having events, there will be a virtual aspect of it. And then we're actually thinking of creating a point where, where things are happening virtually all day, and where there will be interviews and people can log in and watch and also find out where things are. So almost like a Zoom radio station in a way.
Mm.
People can, interact and chat and watch and see. I really feel it will be part of our future, for sure.
So well done on that, Rose. I mean, that was something new, and you were definitely swimming in the deep end there. But you did very, very well. Something else we're very excited about is the Garden Route International Film Festival, which kicks off on the 21st of September.
Yes, it is very exciting. I think also I've just been reading through their website. And for those people who are interested in the Garden Route Film Festival, you can Google it. www.gardenrootfilmfestival.co.za, and you can pick up all these things that are happening. Most of it is based on the drive-in model, which I think is a great model, because you can literally sit in your car and you tune into the radio, and you can watch them in the comfort of your own car. And of course, these drivings are situated all over the garden. There's Mossel Bay, Oatsborough, Neisner, Plett, etc., etc. So I think those are individual as well. So definitely a great thing for people to do, and also a little bit of old-fashioned fun in that regard. And then there's also the virtual online tickets that you can buy. So you can buy tickets online and watch the movies virtually. I think it's a great initiative for the Garden Route as well, and also because the Garden Route is becoming a hotspot for filmmaking. The industry in South Africa is around film is about 2.2 billion rand a year, and about 450 movies get made here in South Africa. And because of our natural aspect, and also because of our space and location, it's so beautiful and aesthetically pleasing that it's definitely a hotspot for film in South Africa,
And, I mean, who doesn't like a good old drive-in?
No, absolutely. I mean, the pure fact that you can actually sit in your car and you sip on your cold drink and you can dig your hand into a bowl of popcorn. And
yes. Much better than going to a cinema and sitting there with your mask and then only a seat here and there. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense, does it?
Rose, I also saw on Facebook this morning that Elvis Blue, the singer, he opened his own coffee shop now near the George Airport.
Oh, really? I didn't actually pick that up.
Yeah, it's called Elvis Brew.
Oh.
So that's something to look out for.
Absolutely. I'll have to go and visit it and see what it's all about and maybe do a little social media stint on that and talk about it in our tourism aspect as well.
Yeah, interesting construction. He used old shipping containers, I think, to build it. So you must check it out. Really, really nice. Elvis Brew near the George Airport. Something new.
That's so beautiful. I love it. I love when people come up with new ideas and new visits and new things for people to do. It's great.
That's it. Well, it can only go up from here. Rose, thank you so much for your time. Obviously, next Tuesday, we'll chat again around 2. And then you'll share the latest tourism news with us again regarding the garden route. Have an awesome, awesome Tuesday.
Thank you very much. And so do you. And thank you for the interview.
Thank you.
Catch you next week.
Until next week. Cheers.